She had not moved from where I had spied her meeting with the old man. Smoke would approach the shadow gate no more closely than ever before. Damn. Almost the entire strength of what Croker called his old division was established now in the gullies and rocky slopes of the ground between Overlook and the Shadow Gate, astride the road south to Katovar. Some of those fools, posted up close to the Shadow Gate, kept sniping at what they thought they saw on the other side. A few fireballs always drifted through the chill air. I wondered if the old man knew they were doing that. I wondered if it was a bright idea. It might take only one badly aimed fireball to cause the collapse of the gate. I went back into Overlook. It was always an adventure ambling through that fortress's dark corridors. As frightened as Longshadow was of shadows, you would think that he would keep the whole inside brightly lit. I suppose he realized that was impossible and was satisfied to live in his crystal chamber and surround himself with intense light only when he had to move around. He chose not to go out very often. The Howler, Narayan, and the Daughter of Night had free run of the place. They weren't afraid of its dark corners. They never ran into anything scary. The child had grown contemptuous of Longshadow's fears. Neither she nor Narayan had witnessed all that could be done by the Shadow Master's pets. Neither had we, I feared. Lady had established a factory for replenishing spent bamboo poles. She'd been confident that we would need them. I was afraid she was right. Stone shudders. Eternity sneers while it devours its own tail. This cold feast is almost finished. Even death is restless. The walls are bleeding. In the darkness of the gray fortress, it is hard to distinguish, but dribbles of cardinal venous blood have begun to leak from the cracks between stones. It glistens in the light rising from the abyss. Small shadows squabble around it hungrily. One crow watches. The mist from the abyss has begun to fill the fortress. Half the tilting throne is covered. The throne is tilting precariously now. It looks like the figure there would slide away into the mist if it were not pinned in place. The throne slips another millionth of an inch. A groan rises from the tortured figure. Its blind eyes flutter. One crow cackles. There is no silence. Stone is broken. Where there is even a crack, life will take root. Light will find a way in. Chapter 52. I told the old man about the troops shooting over the Shadow Gate. He scowled blackly. I don't think that's a good idea. He bellowed for a courier. He sent out a strong suggestion to our brothers with a division to the south. No crows around here, I noted. One Eye custom built me a spell I could use to make them get hungry and go away for a while, but not forever. I got the hint. I don't think we're doing enough to support Lady's men inside Overlook. Croker shrugged. I'm not concerned about Overlook anymore. Much. What? Not worried about Longshadow? Howler? Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night? Don't get me wrong, I'm not indifferent. They just don't matter as much as they did. I must have missed something. What are you saying? I'm just suggesting it, Mergen. But we could go on south now.